Hey, witches. Welcome back to another episode of Glow Girl. I'm your host, April Equilin. And those of you who know me, and maybe some of you that don't know me very well, or you just heard the show last week and heard me mention it, but I am a registered yoga teacher. And actually, I've talked about it before, that with my journey into my practice and my craft, it kind of started with yoga. Yoga, I always joke, was like my gateway drug into everything, because that got me, you know, into crystals. And, you know, once I got my first crystal, it was just, you know, full on, full force from there. But anyways, I am a registered yoga teacher. And even though I don't practice as much as I used to, I still like to kind of tap into that knowledge and tap into the workings that I did, that I focused on a lot of when I was, you know, practicing a lot, teaching a lot of yoga, and then even teaching some yoga teacher trainings. And I wanted to discuss something a little different that you might see be brought up in like some of your witchcraft books. Usually not mentioned a lot, especially depending on, you know, what types of books or information that you're reading or what paths that you're following. But I wanted to dive into a little bit more, you know, just different information on some other ways that you can, you know, practice your craft and practice different things that don't have to do with, you know, tarot cards or herb ingredients or, you know, candles or whatnot. I mean, you can definitely put these, you know, add these things in, but I wanted to talk mostly about, you know, energy work, and specifically in regards to the seven chakras. So if you are not familiar with them, chakras are the centers of basically our consciousness, our energy, you know, force fields that go throughout our body. And in Sanskrit, chakra means wheel or disc. So it's kind of like this big spinning wheel. And we have like thousands of them, you know, running through our bodies, but we have seven major ones. And they're usually the ones that you see and learn about and you see depicted, you know, in artwork or described in books that you read, especially if you are, you know, within like the yoga community and stuff. But there are seven major chakras that are depicted as different lotus flowers. They're unfolding and everything, and that the growth of the flower as you go through the chakras pretty much kind of symbolizes like our going from like this primitive being to like a fully conscious, fully blossomed being. And the chakras, they all have their own, vibration. They all have their own things that they help us with. And they all have their own ways that show us if they are blocked, if they're too open, you know, or if things are just right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, each chakra and kind of go into some little bit more energy work when it comes to your practice. So like I mentioned, not everybody includes the chakras, you know, in their witchcraft practice. I like to connect it, not necessarily all the time, but I do like to connect it, especially if I'm working on something, you know, really specific that is really associated with one of the chakras. Like for instance, if I'm doing a working that I want to you know, speak my truth. I want to, you know, get a point across and I want to make sure that I'm heard, then maybe I'm also going to focus some energy work on my throat chakra. So I can, you know, add a little bit of extra oomph to that. But with working with the chakras, it can be as simple as incorporating the color of the chakra you want to work with. It can be, you know, maybe adding a crystal that corresponds with that chakra. There's so many things that just like with everything else in the craft, there's so many things that correspond with each chakra that you can use in order to work with it, especially if maybe you're feeling a little block or whatnot. So, with the chakras, like I said, there are seven chakras, and these are the main ones that, like I said, that we see and that you see depicted. So those are the ones I'm going to be really focusing on at this time. So we have the root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. And so if you imagine your body, kind of either in a sitting position or standing, they go from the base of the spine all the way up to the crown of our head, and they go in increments. And you'll see them, especially like if there's like some artwork that you've seen with them, you'll see them depicted as pretty much like a rainbow going from red starting down at the bottom all the way up to purple or even white up at the very, very top. And they can be depicted just by lines of color. They can be depicted by the lotus flower, like I mentioned, or their Sanskrit symbol. So there's a lot of ways that they can be depicted and shown. But usually, like when I've seen them, especially like in artwork and such, they're like this glowing ball of light. So remember, you know, chakra means wheel or disc. So if you imagine this like spinning wheel of light at that area where that chakra is, it can kind of give you that little depiction. So let's start at the base. Let's start at the root chakra. So this is red. This is the chakra that helps us feel grounded, helps us feel, you know, rooted, helps us feel safe. This is our security and our feeling of belonging. So this is where, you know, if we're having a hard time maybe connecting with people around us, or we're having a hard time feeling like, you know, like we fit in like within a group or whatnot, this is the chakra that we need to work on. So we need to, in order for things to, you know, align and everything to work, we need to make sure that, you know, we're feeling safe, we feel secure, and, you know, we feel as if we belong. Very much associated with the earth element. And, you know, our obstacle here is really, you know, a lot of fear. And, you know, so if you want to incorporate like some crystals into here, think of like the ones that are very grounding, like red jasper, petrified wood, bloodstone, black tourmaline, smoky quartz, polychrome jasper, even incorporating like different foods into it, like red vegetables and fruits. And, you know, some things that you can think about are, you know, what are my fears? Do I feel safe? You know, how do I feel where I am at this moment? So this is about, you know, find your happy place, find where you feel like you belong. The next chakra that we have is the sacral chakra. So this is that color orange, and this is a shift in energy from that, okay, we need to have this kind of like survival mode on, we need to feel safe and secure, shifting it to now we need to start nourishing our soul. And there can be, you know, issues here where we have power and control issues. There can be creativity issues. This can be like where we have some guilt and stuff. This is where we really want to focus on forming unions. This sacral chakra, you know, it's kind of, you know, in that area of our bodies that, you know, it's below the belly button. It's kind of like our pleasure center. There you go. So if you think about this chakra, this is where our passions are. This is where our creativity is. This is where our, you know, relationships are honored. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, an intimate relationship. This is very much in tune with the water element. So, you know, even putting like some tarot in there, you know, water is emotion. So there's a lot of emotion here. And this is, you know, finding that ecstasy in life and the things we do. And, you know, there's a quote by Emily Dickinson that says, "Find ecstasy in life. The more sense of living is joy enough." So this is like our pleasure center, our joy center. So, you know, hey, add that carnelian here. You know what we call that? What, the bone stone? you know, if you want to add a little extra spark there, but you can also add things like tangerine quartz and moonstone and such. You know, asking yourself, you know, how do I receive pleasure? What does creativity mean to me? What do I want from life? And, you know, if I could change something, what would it be? You know, so think about those things. So the next thing we have is the solar plexus. So this is that yellow color as we go up from the base. And this is that space that's right in between our navel and the base of our sternum. And this is that fire element. And this is where we can transform ourselves into a being of power. This is our willpower. This is that time that we want to accomplish this wholeness, so we don't have our, you know, our heart and our head kind of like dueling it out. This is kind of reaching that new point of balance to allow ourselves to accept ourselves as we are. These are our trust in ourselves, our decision-making, our personal power, and everything that we can gain strength from in order to act. So a very good, you know, thing to, you know, to work on, especially if we need to kind of celebrate a connection with others. So, you know, kind of working from that root, allowing us to have that grounding, have that connection with a community, have that creativity, that partnership from the sacral chakra, and then coming into our individual power that lets us celebrate and connect with others. Some really good crystals to use here: citrine, sunstone, amber, malachite is really good. Because remember, even though some people think, especially with like crystals associated with the chakras, that they have to be the same color as what the chakra is indicating, and that's not necessarily true. You can have some in like that same color family, but they don't have to all be, you know, yellow. But malachite is really good because it helps us not only transform, but it also promotes compassion, especially compassion for ourselves. So let's take a quick break and we will get into the other four chakras here in a second. Hold tight. So you guys have seen me post some pictures of some of this awesome jewelry that I have from Body Art Forms. And can I just tell you, I just absolutely love everything about them. The jewelry is just phenomenal. And I love that I can just, you know, go from like my small little black hoop of a nose ring to one with a little bit more bling on it, to a little dainty little star that just kind of pokes in there. And then I have these awesome like mushroom earrings and my Scorpio, you know, big hoop, you know, earrings. I just absolutely love them. And when they came about, when Body Art Forms came about in 2001, they weren't just a company. It was this chance for two sisters to do something that they love and to do it in a way that made them proud of what they do. From the beginning, they have been driven by three major factors. One was to strive to give the best customer service in the industry, and it shows with all of those five-star reviews. Two, to believe in careers, and that's why they employ all of their employees with a livable wage. And three, giving to charities. So they donate 20% of all of their profits to charitable causes. And that is, I absolutely love all of these things. And they have been doing this, like I said, since 2001, just serving the pierced and modified community with all of their amazing products. So at Body Art Forms can be found on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Pinterest. And you can check out their diverse selection of jewelry at bodyartforms.com. That's BODYARTFORMS.com. Just enter the coupon code GLOWGIRL at checkout and receive 15% off any purchase. Okay, and we're back. So next up on the list is that midway point between the lower three and the upper three chakras, and that's the heart chakra. This is usually, when you see it, it is represented by the color green, although it can be represented by the color pink as well. So this is a very airy chakra. So it's got that air element in it. And this is our forgiveness, our compassion, that unconditional love. This is that development of true acceptance. And it not only allows us to connect with others, but it also allows us to connect with ourselves too. So this is where, you know, life is viewed from a space of love. And when we view it like that, then we attract more love in return. And this is that definite, you know, follow your heart mentality here. And, you know, we can have some, you know, some issues with, you know, some sorrow and such, but we don't want to stay there. We want to allow ourselves to move forward. And this isn't only just, you know, our love of others, but it's love for ourselves as well. You know, when we move forward on our path, we need to make sure that we're having that love and that compassion for ourselves as well. So rose quartz, emerald, again, malachite, aventurine, moonstone, all really good crystals to use with the heart chakra. And, you know, a really good like journal prompt for these would be, you know, what does compassion mean? How can I express myself more clearly? How can I show myself some love and, you know, give myself some grace in regards to, you know, whatever situation is going on? And I always say with the heart chakra, you know, in order for, you know, the lower three, you know, to kind of connect with the upper three, in order for those things to kind of, you know, meet, we have to have that middle, that heart. We have to have that set and in alignment, because if that middle isn't set, then you're not going to get that connection between the lower part and the upper part. So then we have the throat chakra, and this is like this light bluish color. And this is, again, another filter between the lower and the higher chakras. And it is our communication. It is our self-expression. It's how we communicate with the world. It is speaking our truth. And it is our assertiveness, you know, pretty much of, you know, putting ourselves out there. And when I talk about communication, it's not just our speaking, but it's also our listening as well. And this is, you know, our house of transformation and how we can, you know, transform our thoughts into creativity and into self-empowerment and communication. And, you know, we can have issues with, you know, like criticism and, you know, negative self-talk and not being able to speak up for ourselves and such. But this is where we want to think about uniting our voice with the voice of the universe and then listening to that internal compass that we have. This is, you know, the element here is kind of like that ether, that space. It's just kind of all encompassing. And some good, you know, crystals to work with this: sodalite, aquamarine, celestite, turquoise, blue lace agate, blue calcite, larimar. You know, think about all those nice blue crystals, those bluish, greenish, to help open up that throat and speak your truth. You know, and ask yourself, you know, how do I communicate? How can I speak my truth? How do I express my true self? And, you know, work on those. Next, we have the third eye. So that is located right, you know, above and between the eyebrows. And this is kind of like an indigo blue, like that purplish blue in color. And this is our ability to see things that really have no concrete evidence. These are the things that we open ourselves up to, that we open ourselves up to that flow of spirit, that those visions, those manifestations that we put out there, they're born here. I mean, this is where they are born. And this is all about the power of the mind and that mental and reasoning ability, and where we really, you know, kind of like evaluate our beliefs and our attitudes. And this is also kind of where we need to put our focus and not attach ourselves to things that don't serve us. So you hear me talk all the time about letting go of things that no longer serve you for your highest and greatest good. Well, this is where, you know, we need to release this stuff. You know, if you think about the third eye, this is our, you know, our spiritual center. This is where our intuitive sight is, our wisdom. And this is where we have to see beyond what our eyes actually see. And we need to get past the illusions that we either keep telling ourselves or other people keep telling us, and, you know, focus on that I know kind of mentality, that kind of mantra. And sometimes you'll hear this described as the witch's eye, you know, looking with your witch's eye or your witch's mind. And it's all about, you know, using that intuition and, you know, allowing yourself to go through these experiences and understand things that maybe don't have that, you know, here you go, here's, you know, right here in black and white, you know, written evidence. You know, it's kind of like exploring into that. Amethyst is really good with this. Fluorite, lapidolite, petrified wood, really good crystals to help with this. And when we can awaken this chakra, it is such an incredible gift. It really is. Some things to think about is, you know, what visions have I had? Can I remember them? My dreams, can I remember them? How can I use my intuition? How can I tap into that? You know, what does wisdom mean to me? And then the last chakra is the crown chakra. And this is that purple in color. Sometimes it can also be seen as white or gold, or have, you know, white and gold in with the purple. And this is located at the top of the head, that crown of the head. And this is our connection to spirit. This is like, consider it like a house of bliss or illumination. And this is where we can gain that awareness through like meditation or even prayer. This is where we blend in with everything. We're connected to everything, and we are in the present moment. We allow ourselves to see the bigger picture and connect more with our spiritual nature. And this is, you know, where we have that everything is possible. Everything is able to happen, and I can discover my divine, you know, my divine purpose here. You know, this is where we can expand our consciousness, and we can, you know, be guided by the divine. Whatever the divine means to us, we can be guided by it. Some key crystals here are clear quartz, amethyst, celestite, white jade, white tourmaline, snowy quartz, even diamonds. And this is where, you know, you can think about, you know, I choose to transform and become free. And, you know, some things to think about is, what does a spiritual awakening mean to you? What wisdom can I share with others? You know, try to remember a time that you felt one with everything, one with the universe, one with nature. And, you know, think about that and focus on that. So as you can see, like, you know, from here, I mean, and I'm just giving you like the real short, like Cliff's Notes version of each of these chakras. I mean, I could go on and on and on about them. I mean, I taught a whole section in a yoga teacher training about, you know, the whole energy body and the chakras, and, you know, each one of these chakras I could go into and do, you know, at least a good hour, if not more, on each individual one. But I highly recommend, if it's something that you want to look at and you want to do, that you look into it and, you know, maybe start working with one, especially if you feel like maybe you have a blockage, or you just feel like maybe you just want to expand upon one. And feel free to, you know, ask questions and, you know, message me if you have a question about it. I always enjoy kind of doing a little bit of energy work. You know, I not only do I do it, you know, incorporate it into yoga, but I am also level 2 Reiki certified. So, you know, I pull a lot of, you know, chakra work into that as well. So if you have questions, let me know. It's definitely something that once you start diving into it and getting into it, it can definitely send you down a rabbit hole, and it's a lot of information. But just like anything, and just like anything else with one's practice, is, you know, take little tidbits at a time and then move forward after that. You don't have to learn it all at once. So let's talk about this week's card of the week, and that is 3 of Cups. And with 3 of Cups, these are your people. These are the people that are emotionally filling your cup. They're what they celebrate with you. They, you know, are there for the good times and, you know, and the bad, and they are there to cheer you on and also to give you a little push. They are the ones who, you know, may tell you like it is when you need it. And they will also, you know, be the ones who lift you up when you need it. And so surrounding yourselves with the people who not only are your cheerleaders, but they're there for you in good times and in bad, they're also gonna, you know, just walk with you and be there with you, and allow you to, you know, lean on them when you need a little extra boost. So celebrating you when there's time for celebration, being there for you when you're not feeling like celebrating, but also telling you like it is, they're the ones that are, they're your ride or die, really. They're your ride or die. And to have these people in your life to go through and share experiences with are just absolutely amazing. So I hope you have some people in your lives that are there for you and treat you like the 3 of Cups. So thank you so much for joining me this week. I look forward to our next upcoming episodes. I have some interesting show topics and some interviews in the works. So stay tuned for those. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media, music by Breakmaster Cylinder. Come check us out in the Girls Girls Community Facebook page if you are not a member already. And yeah, so let's hang out again next week, shall we? So take care, witches. Blessed be.